Angeline, Zimbabwean born, I now live in Mexico. I am an artist, a writer, a podcaster, healer, and an entrepreneur. I own a sustainable glass straw business called Acure, which I started in Bali, and have recently launched Leeb, a magical aura spray business I co-created with my spiritual mentor and healer. I'm an ex-PR director and a super yacht interior manager. My life has taken me around the world and fed my hunger for travel. I have a thirst for people, communications, and events, and an appreciation for beauty and excellence. This means I value excellent service and love immersing myself in stunning settings. It's no wonder I settled in Mexico. The purpose of my art and the purpose of this podcast channel is to inspire you in recognizing too that the creative source of the universe lives within you too. I hope I can influence a little spark and help you increase the power of your creativity too. We are here to create. That is why we all incarnated into our human. It is in the nature of every single one of us to create. I hope you enjoy this episode and find the value in the message. So, let's get started. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to this week's episode of the Muses Mukba podcast, where I will be sharing some background information on my spirituality, how I got into spirituality, how I got into Reiki, and my fascination for psychic mediums and the spiritual realm. So if you know me well, you will know that I plan everything around the cycles of the moon, in particular the new moon, for manifesting and setting intentions, and the full moon, a time to let go and get rid of all those things that you don't want in your life. I am obsessed with astrology and the planets, and being a Virgo, I'm ruled by the lovely planet Mercury, which a lot of people shit themselves when they hear that Mercury's gone into retrograde. Mercury is actually retrograde at the moment. It went into retrograde on the 14th of January, and it will last for 3 weeks. So the end of January will be out of retrograde, or Mercury will go station. And this happens about 3 times a year. Now, Mercury rules communications and technology. So this is when things generally go wrong with tech stuff and communication. So for example, if you're talking about someone, you might accidentally send a text with your gossip to that person that you're talking about. You might click send on an email to the wrong person or to the entire company instead of one person. So be very careful with your communications during this period. Technology always goes astray. Your car might break down, your engine might cut out, your air conditioner might stop at home, your phone might break. When these things happen, don't despair completely. Just understand and just trust that it is Mercury. And if it's not a major thing, so if it's your phone or a computer or gadget or something that you don't necessarily need urgently, just wait it out till the Mercury retrograde period is over in 3 weeks or so. And you should be able to turn your gadget on and things should work as normal. The first Mercury retrograde of 2022 will be retro until the 3rd of February, so buckle up guys and enjoy the ride. People's emotions normally feel quite scattered during retrograde period. You might feel more lethargic, more tired, drained, or you might have this crazy, like, unscattered energy where you don't know what to do with yourself. I'm a Virgo, ruled by Mercury, so I know exactly what this is like. And luckily, I know how to manipulate Mercury retrograde. I've been following retrograde since 2008, so I know when to expect it. I've got a Mercury retrograde calendar. I know when they're coming up. I am so used to it now that I can actually feel the shadow period. The shadow period is a couple of weeks before Mercury retrograde and a couple of weeks after Mercury retrograde. So basically, for me, a Mercury retrograde lasts a full month. I remember when I worked in the yachting industry and I used to tell my captain and the engineers, I used to warn them of Mercury retrograde and go, guys, just a warning, Mercury is retrograde, and they thought I was talking absolute bullshit. They didn't believe it at all until things started happening. And they would come up and I would sit in the bridge with the captain. That was my office as interior manager, and the engineers would, like, I would just laugh because I knew, as I said, I had the calendar for Mercury Retro, and everything would go wrong in the engine room and throughout the boat, the AC, the communications, the phone system, the guest computers, everything would go like absolute haywire. And the engineers would come running up to the bridge and let the captain know, and like hands on heads, not knowing what to do. And I would kind of look at them and go, well, it is retrograde period. You've got X amount of days. And they thought I was absolutely nuts until they started noticing the pattern that every time, those 3 weeks, three times a year, that they would be up in the office and I would be like laughing at them, reminding them that it's Mercury retrograde. So it got to a stage where our chief engineer would actually come up and he would like look at me straight away and go, is Mercury retrograde? Great. And he'd either get the nod or I would tell him no, he can deal with it. We also have the first full moon of 2022, which rises tomorrow, January the 17th at, I think, 6:48 p.m. Eastern Time. And this moon in particular is known as the Wolf Moon. A full moon is a great time for letting go. So usually what I do every full moon, where I can, obviously when I worked in the yachting industry, I was unable to, but I always like to do a little ritual where I light my candles and I make a list of all the things I want to let go of. Things I no longer want in my life, relationships, friendships, if I want to lose weight, if I want to give up an addiction, if I want to stop something, I make a list of all the things I don't want or I need help with getting rid of, write them all down on a piece of paper, and then I literally burn them in a candle, in a safe space, generally outside in the garden. And I ask the universe and the power of the moon or Gaia to take away everything that's on that list. So I don't know about you, but the energy this year so far has been rather intense. The previous podcast, I spoke about the ascension symptoms, and my ascension symptoms have just gone from like zero to hero overnight. Honestly, I've been feeling all the feels. There's been a lot of funky activity in the Earth's atmosphere as well. The Schumann resonance, which is the Earth's heartbeat, has been off the charts as well. In fact, there's been periods where the Schumann resonance has been completely blacked out. Also, we've had quite a few solar storms. I think last night we had one which was registered at KP5 and KP6, which is very, very high. So if you go back and listen to my last podcast, I did mention that we can expect a lot of bad weather, particularly flooding, storms, winds, lots of rain, and it's no surprise really that the tsunami has just hit Tonga. And all this funky stuff that's going on in the Earth's atmosphere, in the Earth's aura, so to speak, it's so vitally important that we ground and we feel into the energy. I know myself and a few friends have been having sleepless nights, insomnia has been rife, and you might be feeling the urge more so now than ever to just ground yourself, and you might be feeling drawn to go for walks, to be in nature, to swim in the ocean. Listen to your body and do what is needed. The Earth's atmosphere is going through a major electrical charge at the moment. And not only do we have Mercury in retrograde and a full moon, Venus, the planet of love, is also retrograde, guys. This went retrograde on the 19th of December last year, and this retro ends on January the 29th. So things might be a little bit confusing between you and your lover. So use this opportunity to go inwards and focus on your own needs and yourself. But during a retrograde period, it's really a good time to reflect. It's time to redo, reflect, reorganize, reevaluate your life. And it's why previous themes that haven't exactly been dealt with always tend to pop up back again during the retrograde period. So I have decided to use the start of my new year, January 2022, especially since there's so much stuff going on astrologically with the Mercury retrograde, the full moon, and just generally being January New Year. I have decided to do a 21-day Sananga detox. Sananga is a plant medicine, and Sananga comes in a liquid format as eye drops. It comes in a little dropper bottle. I purchased mine from a Brazilian shaman here in Playa del Carmen. Cost me about 600 Mexican pesos. For the bottle, 10 mils. And each night, I put two drops in each eye. I sit in meditation, I do a little ritual, and yeah, I'm on the Sananga detox for 21 days. I will do a podcast at the end of the 21 days. I'm very grateful to be doing this detox with a few friends that I made at the ayahuasca retreat in Costa Rica. So there's about four of us in total, and we've started this little WhatsApp group chat where we can share details and information and pain levels and our stories and visions and following each other's paths. And we're sort of like each other's spiritual running buddy. So it's really, really helped. I'm on day six of the Sananga detox today. And to be honest, I've really, really enjoyed it so far. I actually look forward to going up to my room every night, sitting in ritual and doing my little Sananga ceremony. I've been having the most craziest, wildest, vivid dreams. So much clarity has come to the surface, so much understanding. Everything is just crystal clear now. It's completely opened my third eye, and I'm just thoroughly enjoying it. What I have already noticed on the Sananga journey, even though it hasn't even been a week yet, it'll be a week tomorrow, is that it's really enhanced my psychic abilities and my intuition. The idea of Sananga, which I will talk about in greater detail in another podcast, is it decalcifies your pineal gland. Now, your pineal gland is basically your third eye. It's your physical third eye in your brain. And since I've been doing this journey, the visions that I've been seeing, the dreams that I've been having have just been next level. I have been enticed to go back into my psychic development and also into my healing development. I did Reiki for the first time when I was 28. I think that was back in 2008. And I, very soon after going for my first Reiki session from a medium that I met in Ireland called Flora, I did my Reiki Masters. So I have been a Reiki healer for the last 14 years, actually. I do Reiki on myself and I do remote healing Reiki. When I lived in Ireland, I used to offer Reiki at my friend's spa, Rainforest Spa in Enniskerry. And unfortunately, when I got into the yachting industry, my skills were obviously not needed. People that charter yachts and those sort of guests are not very spiritual, one would say. So unfortunately, I sort of just parked my whole spiritual toolbox and never got to use it and use my skills. But the last year, because I've been out of the yachting industry now for a year on the 12th of February, coming up to my anniversary, I've really been able to go in and go deep and pull out all those spiritual skills that I have. And it's been so exciting. And I've been using those to heal myself. And I've done so much work on myself this past year. And since I've started this Sananga journey this past week, I have just been so enthused to get back to Reiki energy healing. I've been doing Reiki on myself daily, every night during my ceremony after the Sananga. And I've also done some remote Reiki for a friend of mine who lives in Michigan. And the results have been phenomenal. During my Reiki session, so I can do Reiki, distant Reiki or remote Reiki session. So Reiki is basically a healing therapy created by a Japanese Buddhist called Mikawa Usui over 100 years ago. And it's based on a simple spiritual principle that we're all guided by the same invisible life force energy, and it controls our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So when your energy flows freely, we can tap into unknown reserves of power. When it runs into blockages, so when your chakras are blocked, for example, it causes negative thinking, unhealed trauma, and stress overload. Now, this might sound absolute bonkers or completely woo-woo to some of you, but trust me, spend an hour with a Reiki master, an hour session, and I guarantee you, you will feel some sort of shift, spiritually, physically, or mentally. So Reiki healing is a form of energy healing. Different practitioners do it differently. You can have hands-on or hands-off. I prefer personally to do hands-off energy healing, so my hands don't actually touch the person's body. The person is completely clothed, lying down on the massage table, and I bless the room, and I do a little ceremony, a little ritual before the person enters the room. The person lies down. We can talk the whole way through the session, which usually lasts an hour to an hour and a half, or we don't have to say a word and the person can just fall asleep. I can play music completely as the person wishes. So one of the Reiki symbols that we learn about when we are training in Reiki is the distance symbol. And when invoked, this symbol is thought to allow the practitioner, me, to send healing Reiki energy across time and space. So the distance symbol is used to cross any distance in time or space. It allows the practitioners to clear blockages from someone's past, as well as perform Reiki on someone who is actually not physically present. Distance Reiki works according to an ancient principle called the Hermetic Law of Similarity, which holds that we are all connected. We're all made of energy and part of a larger whole. Invoking this law during a distance Reiki session allows the practitioner to link up the energy field of the recipient. So distance Reiki can be sent to anyone, anywhere, at any time, though permission has to be asked and invoked to be received in some way. So when I'm doing Reiki on someone who's not present, I'll typically work with the recipient's photo and crystals. So what I do, I lay my crystals out in a crystal grid in the form of their chakras. So from the crown chakra all the way to the root chakra, I've got a crystal grid. I invoke the symbols over the space, I clear the room of energy, and then I start my Reiki session over each crystal. And I start at the root chakra and I work my way up. And I will know what energy is pulling and what needs to be worked on with that person. So for example, I did a person last week who was in Michigan, and I was feeling the pull of energy over her throat chakra and her heart chakra. I'm also, during a Reiki session, I'm very intuitive anyway. I get lots of downloads of information. It's almost like I'm in communication with spirit. I'm getting phrases, I'm getting words, I'm getting colors, I'm getting all sorts of information like downloaded at high speed during my Reiki session. My hands are either very, very warm or ice cold or pins and needles and very, very tingly. And that's how I know which area needs more work. And then when the sort of sensation leaves my hands, I know that I can move on to the next chakra. So at the start of my session, I open up each chakra, I work through it from the root all the way through to the crown, and then I go back and I close each chakra. I can get very emotional when I'm doing a Reiki session. If I'm picking up that that person is sad or any sorts of emotions that they're going through, I'm feeling it too, and I can be in tears while I'm doing Reiki on someone, whether they're in person on my massage table or if it's a distance Reiki session and they're in Bali. It's really pretty phenomenal. I remember when I was in Dublin, that I think was 2008, and the psychic medium Flora offered me a free Reiki session. I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, what's Reiki? It sounded kung fu to me. Anyway, I obliged and I went to her home, and she gave me a Reiki session. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just thought it was completely weird. She was playing this weird shamanic drumming music, which I absolutely love now, by the way, and burning sage, which again, I did not know what the smell of that was. Now I burn it every single day. And I did not know what to expect. I sort of just lay there with one eye half open and quite nervous. Anyway, finished the session, I went home and I slept for 17 hours. So the person that is receiving the Reiki, depending on how their chakras are aligned, what's going on with their aura, it can completely zap them of energy or it can give them energy. For me, the practitioner, when I'm giving someone Reiki, whether it's remote Reiki or that person's on my massage table, it gives me such an energy boost. I could literally run circles around my house afterwards. But going to bed that night, I sleep like an absolute baby. So it's absolutely bliss for me. It's like an energy boost, but it gives me such a good night's sleep. So just to give you an idea how I do my remote Reiki sessions, the person requests Reiki from me. I will then ask them to send me their name, their date of birth and place of birth, and a recent Head and Shoulders photo of themselves. I then sit and go into a deep meditation on this person's photo, and I will sort of see their aura. So what I did, I set the space and I put on the purple aura light, and I lit purple incense and I lit some candles and I played some really nice Love Frequency Hertz music with binaural beats, and I set the zone. I saged the area, I cleansed the area, I invoked the Reiki symbols on the space that I was going to be working on, and Reiki symbols on each and every one of those crystals on my crystal grid. I then left the room and I went and I worked on the image, the photo that the person sent me, and I created like a cartoonish sort of digital effect that I had on my computer. And the photo of this woman came out purple basically. And I kept that aside and I went back into the space and I started my Reiki session on her. What I then like to do is I've got a lovely little aura lamp and I can change the color of the light, and that shines in my little like zen den. So I've got the setup, I've got my altar, I've got a yoga mat on the floor, and I've got my chakra grid. So from the root chakra, as I said, to the crown chakra with my various crystals on, and I shine the light of the aura that I picked up on their photo. So I go into this complete little bubble, this little space. So for example, the other day, I did a Reiki treatment, remote treatment for someone, and their photo, the aura that I picked up from that photo was purple. So I put a purpley pink aura light on, and it's almost like I moved into this little like aura, this aura zen den to start the Reiki treatment. During the Reiki session, I received lots of downloads and nuggets of information that I felt I needed to transfer to her afterwards, whether they were phrases or words or emotions, anything, all the downloads that I got, I always transferred to my client for their highest good. So that's another thing. Before I do the Reiki session, I call on their higher self. I ask my higher self to connect with their higher self, and for the treatment to be for the highest good. So any of the information that I get downloaded, I will pass on to the person because I believe that it is for their highest good. After my Reiki sessions, I like to pull an oracle card. I've got tarot decks, oracle decks, angel cards, quite a few different card decks. And I will literally run my fingers across the range of decks and pick one deck of cards, shuffle them, and when I feel I need to stop, I will stop and I'll pull a card. The card that I pulled for this girl was just so magical, and it was pink and purple, and it was like everything that I had seen before I pulled the card at the very, very start of the session, before I even chose the pink and purple aura light. When I studied the photo and I felt intuitively the colors that I was picking up was a lot of purple. I found purple aura, but I felt heart and throat chakra through the Reiki session. And then after pulling the card was like pink and green, and all beautiful pink roses, and obviously green is the color of the heart chakra. And it was just unbelievable how what I saw from her purple aura and the card that I pulled correlated and resonated entirely. At this stage, I'm hoping that the person has drifted off asleep. I prefer to do my remote Reiki healing sessions in the evening when the person is about to get into bed so that they can have a restful, good night's sleep. Before I do the Reiki session, sorry, I must mention that I do a personalized meditation, guided meditation, for 30 minutes to an hour. I will send the guided meditation to them ahead of time. So literally all they have to do is, if the Reiki session is set for, say, 9 p.m. in the evening, all they need to do is climb into bed as they normally would and just rest. Listen to the guided meditation, preferably with headphones on, because I use binaural beats and Hertz frequency music. So it's good to get as much clarity as possible and, you know, not have so much surround sound. It's very likely that the person will feel the energy as well. They might feel a bit of movement over their throat chakra. They might feel the need to clear their throat or cough when I'm working around the throat chakra. They might feel tingles at the top of their crown, their head, and that's when I'm working on the crown chakra. Their feet might feel ticklish and tingly, but you'll still be able to rest very comfortably and hopefully doze off into a nice, comfortable sleep. The next morning, when the person wakes up and checks their phone, they will have a recorded voice note from me detailing the Reiki session that I went through and all the intuitive downloads that I received. Along with that, I send the digitized aura photograph that I have manipulated myself after my meditation on the photo. I'll send that across with the voice recording about the session that I had with them and any downloads and intuitive guidance that I received. And then I will also, of course, after the session, when I have pulled the card, I'll take a photo of the card and send them the card reading that I did for them as well. So I am thrilled to say that I'm back in practice with my Reiki practice, and I'm so excited to be back in business with this. I was so passionate about it back in 2008 when I started Reiki, and I used to do Reiki at Rainforest Spa in Enniskerry, County Wicklow. I had some of the best clients. Of course, if you are in Playa del Carmen or Tulum or Cancun, you are more than welcome to come and visit me at my studio and have a Reiki session in person. I've got a lovely room with a massage bed. I have been intuitive for many, many years, and I have been visiting clairvoyants, psychics, mediums, intuitives, and healers for the past 14 years at least. In fact, I lie, I saw my first psychic when I was 16 during the Gunston 500 in Durban, which is a surfing competition. And a few of my friends and I, we decided to go visit a psychic medium. So that was the very first psychic I saw. And then I saw a few after that, but really, really got into the whole realm of mysticism and healing and this whole spiritual realm, probably when I was about 28. I would say that's when I started my spiritual awakening and the entire ascension process and my dark nights of the soul and all of that, which is just continuous. Spirituality and spiritual growth is a work in progress. You don't wake up one day and go, right, I'm aligned, I've ascended, I'm all good to go. Does not work like that. You are continually working on yourself. And I've sort of dabbled in tarot cards, oracle cards, and angel cards also since 2008 when I first started my spiritual awakening. And I really got into card reading at the start of last year when I was living in Boca, just outside of Puerto Vallarta. I belonged to one of Nikki Lutz's master classes, and there were about six of us women online, and every, I think it was Wednesday, we'd meet for an hour and do this amazing group workshop and coaching call with Nikki. I ended up offering some of the ladies some card readings. So all I requested from them was to send me a photo of themselves. As I said, I would meditate on the photo they sent me, see their aura, digitize the photo, make it a sort of cartoon effect depending on sort of the feeling that I was getting from the photograph, pick the color of their aura, and then I would go into the meditation, and then I'd do a card reading, pull a card from one of my card decks and do a reading. I did not know these ladies from a bar of soap. I had literally met these girls all on this workshop that I was doing online. And the feedback that I got from them was pretty phenomenal. I've got some really good testimonials about my skills and sort of abilities to see what was going on in their lives and predict their near future. So it was pretty exciting. That sort of opened up this whole realm of card reading for me as well. So what I've decided to do is incorporate my Reiki healing with the card reading as well. So at the moment, I'm offering a guided meditation, a remote Reiki session, and a card reading for $111. This is my current price, and you can book a session on my new website, which I have just launched, called starseedconcierge.com. That's starseedconcierge.com. Details will be below. So please feel free to reach out if you would like to get this guided meditation, a distant Reiki session, and a card reading. I've literally been on this little creative roller coaster since the start of this year. So the starseedconcierge.com website is new, so that is also a work in progress. And I will be popping up all the information about the different treatments I offer, the meditations, the guided meditations I do, and the different card readings. I'm also offering astrology natal chart reports if you are interested, if you want to find out what your sun, your moon, and your rising sign is, and a full astrological breakdown on your birth chart, I do that as well. As well as other information on the other energy healing work that I do, Access Consciousness, which I started last year. I learned while I was in Puerto Vallarta. I was actually searching for a Reiki healer in PV in Puerto Vallarta, and this lovely Mexican woman got back to me and she said, well, I don't do Reiki, but I do Access Bars. And I said, well, what the hell is Access Bars? I'm looking for Reiki. So she explained it to me. So Access Bars is also an energy healing technique. It's a gentle touch, hands-on alternative therapy technique, which was introduced by the lovely Gary Douglas in 1990. The bars are said to be 32 points on the head that store electromagnetic components of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, ideas, beliefs, and any points of view that you've had in any lifetime. So I remember the wonderful Fabiola in Puerto Vallarta invited me over to her house, and I thought, okay, you know, I'll give this a go. I'm always up for trying new healing modalities. So I went over to her house for my first Access Bar session I think it must have been February. And the shift that I felt was phenomenal. It was honestly life-changing. And very similar to my first time that I did Reiki back in 2008, I just wanted more and more and more. So I kept going for more and more and more Access Bars treatments. And then I said the same thing to her that I said to my Reiki practitioner years back. I said, I want to know how to do this. Can you teach me? So I then I did some training in Puerto Vallarta, and I certified as an Access Bars practitioner. And then in August this year, I went back to Puerto Vallarta and I actually got my Access facelift license as well. Now, it's got nothing to do, it sounds daunting when you hear Access facelift, it's got nothing to do with surgery or anything like that. So Access facelift is like a gentle soothing touch that is applied to your face and your neck and works with your body's cells to restore, enliven, and rejuvenate. It's a wonderful way to reverse the appearance of aging. When I was living up in PV at the start of last year, I went swimming with dolphins, actually, as you do. And I used a friend's sunscreen over my face, and I woke up the next morning with face acne. Now, I've never had bad skin in my life. I don't think I've ever had a pimple when I was growing up as a teen. So this was just like horrific for me. And I remember calling Fabiola, and because she had spoken about facelift before, but it sounded quite scary to me. It sounded like, you know, invasive facial surgery, which I didn't want, even though she explained to me that it wasn't surgery at all. I thought, no, well, Access Bars was working for me, so I just stuck with that. But when I woke up with this breakout in acne after swimming with dolphins, not from swimming with dolphins, but from applying someone else's sunscreen, I called her and I asked for a facelift session. So I went over to her house and she did Access facelift on me. Well, I woke up the next day and my skin was 100% clear, not one mark, not one pimple, no acne. It was absolutely clear. So that blew me away. And then not long after that, I made the move from PV over to Playa del Carmen, knowing that I needed to go back last August for my residency. So I had booked in some training to do Access facelift. So I am a licensed Access Consciousness, Access Bars, and Access facelift practitioner as well. With these treatments, you have to be in person. I cannot do them remotely. So if you are in the area and you're interested in an Access facelift or an Access Bar session, please do reach out and get in touch with me. I would love to treat you. So in a nutshell, I wanted to remind you that Mercury was retrograde, but it is not as daunting as all those memes on Facebook tell you. Mercury retrograde is not the end of the world if you know how to navigate it. Mercury retrograde brings up anything in your life that needs to be re-looked at, re-evaluated, reassessed. From relationships to career, money, health, anything in your life. And it's a good time to really go within, and especially since Venus is retrograde as well, the planet of love, it's really a great time to go within and focus on everything in your life and the changes that you need to make, to reassess, to relook at. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I'm doing this amazing 21-day Sananga detox. I am diving back into my healing and my Reiki and my card reading and all things holistic and spiritual woo-woo. I've created a website for my side hustle, Starseed Concierge. I'm still in the process of working on LEAB, Light Language in Your Bottle, with my business partner Bonnie on the aura sprays, LEAB aura sprays. So if you want to have a look at those, you can check out LLIYB.com or LEAB.AuraSprays on Instagram. And we will be doing a hard launch very, very soon. At the moment, we're busy producing the aura sprays and bottling and all the fun stuff in our lab. But so far this year has been very good to me. I've really gone in and I'm working on myself. I feel like I've had this creative explosion with all these ideas. It's been absolutely phenomenal. I'm really looking forward to the full moon so I can make my list tomorrow and start shedding all the layers of the things that I don't need in my life anymore and those things that are no longer serving me. And with that comes addictions, friendships that are no longer serving you, any bad habits, anything that you need to kick. It's also a good time to clean out your closets, go and dump things that you don't need, take them to a charity store and just get rid of. You must remember that you need to get rid of stuff to allow space for new stuff to enter your life, for new relationships to come in, for new clients to come your way. Oh, and before I forget, I also decided when I started the 21-day Sananga detox that I was going to have a social detox, not only social media, but a social detox in general. So far, so good. I've realized how many hours a day, a week, and a month I spent on social media, which was absolutely ludicrous. And I just feel like I've given myself so much more time every day to do all these creative things and to do the work on myself and the healing on other people. And I've created so much more space to do the work on myself, to go within and to be creative, creating websites, side hustles, and also to keep my frequency high. I left the world of the mainstream media back when COVID started in March 2020, where I was getting so sucked into it and it was really bringing my frequency down. I was feeling miserable. So I refused to look or listen or watch any mainstream media, but I was still signed up to my social network because, you know, I'm quite well traveled and I've got friends all over the world, and it's just an easy way and an easy portal to keep in contact with everyone. But I noticed that I was also getting very sucked into social media and, you know, following everyone else's business and then getting sucked into the memes on COVID. And yeah, it was totally bringing my frequency down. So when I started the Sananga detox, I decided to do a social media detox and a social detox. So if I'm not taking your call, that is why. I hope to be back at the end of the 21 days, at the end of January, which works out perfectly because that'll be the end of the Venus retrograde and the end of Mercury retrograde. But who knows, I might not go back to social media at all. I'm really enjoying all this time that I've got on my hands. It's insane. Anyway, guys, with that note, I will leave it here. I hope you all have a wonderful week and speak to you soon. Bye. There is no separation between us and what it is we desire the most. It's all here right now in this exact moment. The happiness, the love, the wealth, the peace, financial freedom, and the health. It is here waiting for you, waiting for you to connect and align with its fullest expression. This podcast is about navigating that fullest expression, going from who it is you are right now and creating the space for who it is you wish to become. It's about giving you the inspiration, the tools, the guidance, and to sow those little seeds of awareness so that together we can expand consciousness. You are capable of anything. Every intention can manifest into your wildest dream, and I'm here to show you how that is possible. You are so loved. You are so supported. So trust in the process, intend to feel good, and that goodness will become your life. And don't forget, miracles are everywhere, so stay up to date on my most recent episodes. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you can get notified every time I post a new podcast episode. To see more of my creative work, including my art, head over to my online portfolio at musesmerkaba.com. See you next week. Thank you.